Our group established a docetaxel-resistant cell model in the past, and I used the cell line cell model and treated it with either decitabine or tricostatin A at various different concentrations. And what I've done in the beginning was I looked at DNA methyltransferase gene expression, as these are the key players in causing DNA methylation. And after decitabine treatment, what I found was that DNMT1, 3A, and 3B were increased in gene expression. But when I looked at the DNMT enzymatic activity, I could show that this was decreased after decitabine treatment. So knowing that decitabine directly acts on DNMT enzymes, this was what we expected, as it inhibits the enzymatic activity. However, because I saw an increase in gene expression, this was quite surprising. And here I hypothesized that decitabine is able to directly act on the DNMT promoters, where it can inhibit DNA methylation and therefore increases DNMT gene expression. I then went on and looked at cell viability after decitabine treatment or TSA treatment, and whereas decitabine did not show any effect on the response to docetaxel in my resistant cell model, TSA did increase the response to docetaxel, which is shown in the graph on the right, where without treatment, IC50 values were 42.5 micromolar docetaxel, and after 200 nanomolar TSA, the IC50 decreased to 22 micromolar.